Happy New Year. And good morning to you all. If you're a visitor for the first time, we're delighted to see you. Today we have three services, and we're also delighted to welcome Ha Yun into membership. Pastoral news. Pat Brooks has died. Her funeral will be on Thursday, the 25th of January at 3:30. Please pray for the family. Margaret Randall is in Cambridge Ward in Kingston Hospital. She would like visitors, but please check for where she is. We don't know when she will be leaving the ward. There are a number in our church who have been or currently are suffering from colds and flu, and so please remember them in your prayers too. If you're interested in learning more about the Christian faith, there are a series of monthly meetings that are starting on the 18th of January at 7 p.m. So it's all on here, and do take it home with you as a reminder. Next Sunday is our combined worship that starts at 10:30. It is our thank you service to Tony Wenman for 50 years of service playing the organ. And this will be followed by a church meeting. It's only 6 days to go now until the KURC's famed 2018 New Year's party. Whatever your age or nationality, if you're fond of games, quizzes, and a light party tea, musical entertainment or fun, and who isn't, this should be at the top of your list of things to do next Saturday afternoon. So, forget the weekly trip to Sainsbury's, or clearing out the cupboard under the stairs, or knitting new bed socks, or catching up with the editions of Songs of Praise that you've missed over Christmas, and head instead for the Mayo Hall, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's not only fun, we hope, but it's free. If you feel able to bring a contribution to the tea, this would be most appreciated, but it's purely optional. So that's 3 to 6 next Saturday. And finally, Sally would like to say something.
Two things. If anyone has any empty small boxes or empty snack containers with lids on, could you bring them next Sunday, please? Because we need to use them at the next Day and Play to make time capsules or memory boxes for the children. So they're going to paint them. They need the lid on. So any Pringles cans would be perfect. If we've got any Pringles fans, save. Yeah, or just go and buy yourself some Pringles and eat them all. Pringles for Jesus, yeah. So if you could bring them next Sunday, that would be great, thank you. And the other thing is that on Sunday the 14th, in the afternoon, we are relaunching Messy Church. It's a new program, a new format, a new day and time. We're going to give it a go, see if we can get some more people to come. And the title of the next one is Messy Church Does Film. So we're going to watch a film, and then we're going to have a few discussion questions on it, and we're going to have some tea afterwards. If anyone would like to come, we want to make sure that it's all age and everyone from the church is invited. If you want to come, it's at 3:30 to 5:30 on Sunday the 14th of January, and then there's going to be a different theme each month.
So let us join together to worship God. Come to the water of life, the Son of God who will quench our thirst. Come to the Son of God who will forgive us. Come into the presence of God. Come as we gather in the name of Jesus. We join to sing, All People That on Earth Do Dwell. Let's join together to pray. Let's pray. Jesus, we gather to meet you in word, in spirit, and in community. Gather us, inspire us, and be present to us in our worship. And when we leave this place, may our eyes be open to see you at work in the world that is around us. For we would ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. For the voice of God thunders, and the voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. And in God's temple the angels cry glory, for the Lord is enthroned forever. And we would worship the Lord who is all holiness. So we offer this sadness and the joy that we've experienced this week. Our thoughtlessness and the things that we could have done and we didn't. Those times when we know we could have behaved better. Have mercy on us. And turn us towards your promise of new life. Lord Jesus, give to us a blessing of your peace and enable us to receive your forgiveness. Thanks be to you, our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
It's a star, it is. Pretty good. You ever smell the frankincense? Incense? Very nice. Here we go. Not incense. Who likes incense? Yeah, one or two.
You
one
smell
or two hippies.
Thank you. I believe that the grown-ups aren't actually going to be doing anything about Epiphany today.
No.
But I thought, it's Epiphany, it's the last little bit of Christmas. I think we ought to do something about a star. So I've got a star which, if we fill in the right words, will tell a story. The first word at the top is, come on somebody, wise men. So, and the next one, we've got, I'll tell you what they are. There's wise men, gifts, star, gold, Jesus. And if we follow the lines, we can tell a story. Let's start with wise men. How many were there? We don't actually know that. It doesn't say in the Bible that there are three wise men. Because there were three gifts, people assume there might be. So we don't know. There might be more or there might be less. What did the three wise men do? Right. Which line should we do? Down here? Okay. Wise men. I've never tried writing sideways like this before. Followed the star. Why did they follow the star? To get to Jesus, did they? They might not have known it was Jesus, but how did... A newborn king, yes. But they were what we call astrologers, people who study the stars. These days they have huge, great telescopes and computers, but they just had to see it and follow it. So the star took them to, right, the star showed the way to Bethlehem, that's right, to, well, it doesn't actually say Bethlehem there, does it? Well, I know this is all a bit rough, but anyway. Okay. So what did they do when they found Jesus? They gave him gifts. So they would have gone... Gifts. Right. Okay. What was your favourite present this Christmas?
A mochi joker.
Mochi what? A rope up? A remote control car. Right.
I don't know.
She had so many she can't choose, I'll bet. What about you?
A locket.
On the chain. What would you have thought if somebody had given you gold, frankincense and myrrh? Jesus was probably, we think, about 2 years old. Because this was after the stable. Sorry, what would you have thought? I think most people heard. He would just take the gold.
Yeah.
But if you were only 2 years old or something like that, you probably wouldn't know what gold was. It's money, not necessarily. Right. So, Jesus, the wise men gave him gold. And if you go and look round the corner there. All three of you, take the cloth off and bring one gift. Don't fight over the gold.
Watch the flowers.
Right. So we have, stand there, gold, pretend gold, I have hastened to add, pretend gold, pretend frankincense, and in the box, pretend myrrh. And we're going to learn a bit more about it when we go out into the hall.
Thank you.
We'll find out later.
No doubt about what my best present this year was. Socks.
Love a good pair of socks. Oh, lovely.
Too much, I know. Right, we're going to sing We Three Kings, and it's long. There's no shilly-shallying, and it's a bit repetitive, so we've got to make it a bit interesting. So we'll all sing the first verse. We will all sing all of the choruses. You got it? Just the way you've all fallen today. And when we get to you're the first king, you're the second king, you're the third king. Beautiful? Okay, all sing all of the choruses. Happy? Beautiful. Let's crack on. escalator. Go slow. Don't squish anybody on the way out. The language of this reading at the beginning of Mark's Gospel is already the language of death and resurrection. The bringing in of a new creation. And the wind from God swept over the faces of the water is what you get in Genesis. And here we have Jesus, the one who will turn everything upside down. And this passage we read to us by Linda Austin.
So John appeared in the desert, baptizing and preaching. Turn away from your sins and be baptized, he told the people, and God will forgive your sins. Many people from the province of Judea and the city of Jerusalem went out to hear John. They confessed their sins, and he baptized them in the River Jordan. John wore clothes made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. He announced to the people, "The man who will come after me is much greater than I am. I am not good enough even to bend down and untie his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Not long afterwards, Jesus came from Nazareth in the province of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As soon as Jesus came up out of the water, he saw heaven opening and the Spirit coming down on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my own dear son. I am pleased with you."
This Sunday is all about the mission to the Gentiles, and the themes are vision, sight, and light. But what kind of beginning is this to the gospel? What kind of start to the ministry of the one that we would call the Savior of the world? Where are the wise ones and where are the angels? Where is the star and the music that fills the sky? But it's the same Jesus, because Nazareth is mentioned. So let me ask you, how was your new year? How'd it go? Was there dancing? Was there the popping of corks? Was there the quietness and I think I better get to my bed a bit early? Really? Come on. Yeah. Or how did your journey as a member of this church start? Were you like many? You looked us up online? Or you were here because your mother brought you here? Or are you here as at least one member of this church is because Sugin hijacked you as you were walking down the street? The thing about this story, as it is in Mark, is that there are notes in it that if you listen, they will sound louder later. Like a well-told detective story where the solution is there at the beginning and you go, yes. The themes are already present. The sky is ripped. The voice is heard. As the sky is ripped at the crucifixion and the voice is heard from heaven again. But the truth is that in life, it's not how it starts that matters. It's not even how it ends that matters. What matters is what goes on in the middle. Those families who spent Christmas together haven't seen one another since last Christmas and wondered why Christmas was so rubbish. Or those people whose concept of church membership is that they put in their lines when they arrive in the place and then don't return until they need some occasional office performed and wonder why the church is not happy to see them. Life is about the times in between celebrations. Yes, celebrations are important, but what matters is everyday discipleship. What matters is how life is lived every day. It's not how well did the church put on some special event, but how it runs every day. And a lot of that is about risk registers and accounts and how well are the toilets clean. The living of every day. So, for example, the clothes that John wore are mentioned. Why? Leather belt round his waist, food, locusts and wild honey. In such a sparse narrative, why such detail? Well, because everything about who we are is important. Those details maybe speak of John as a prophet like Elijah. So does his parents vow that he wouldn't touch alcohol. But that everyday matters of our lives, down to the clothes that we wear, are important things. So yes, this is an important day to give thanks to welcome Ha'un into membership of this church. But it's more important all those other Sundays when she quietly travels miles to worship with us on public transport, usually bringing her cello strapped to her back to be with us. And yes, this is a Sunday when we will remember the saints who have gone before us. But it's more important all those other Sundays when they sat in the chairs or offered private times of worship wherever they were, and all those decisions to behave in certain ways because we are followers of Jesus. So we gather at the table and we eat bread. And it reminds us of the food that Jesus ate, the last meal. But it also reminds us of God's ability to change everyday mundane people so that we are something extraordinary. God at work in us. And so we keep on going. We make that call. We speak out when everybody else was going to be silent. We love in particular ways when others wouldn't offer a welcome. And we offer our everyday to be transformed by the Spirit. Let us be silent. Lord, we pray. Amen. Right, heart on up you get. Come on, you can do this. How frightened are you? Are you frightened? No, you're not. You're a performer. Performance easy. It is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only head of the church, And in accordance with the decision of this local church meeting, that we will now receive Hat and Kim into membership. She is currently a member of Bristol Korean Church, where her father is one of the pastors. It's a church that's linked with the PCK, the Presbyterian Church of Korea, and it's a church that's linked with Redland Park United Reformed Church, Bristol. All true? In fact, to be honest, will you tell me that four of your uncles and family members are pastors? Four? Including the father, four. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Yeah. Karen is a performer. She's a skilled cellist. She's busily studying at the moment. And who knows what the future holds, but for now, she chooses to be a part of this church. And she comes from Earl's Court to worship with us, because this feels like her spiritual home. Hey, if we were Americans, we wouldn't even wince. It's true. So it is by baptism that we are received into the membership of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Hatton has affirmed her baptism and confessed her faith in Jesus Christ as her Saviour and Lord, and has accepted the privileges and responsibilities of membership of the Church of Christ. And we rejoice that her pilgrimage around the world has brought her to this place and this time. And we give thanks to God for every community of faith that she has been a part of on her journey, that has nurtured her in the faith and brought out her desire to join with us in Christian faith and discipleship. And now she comes to unite with us in this congregation, and we invite her to reaffirm her confession of faith and to promise to live as a faithful member of this community. So, Hatton, do you confess anew your faith in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And do you promise to share with us in the life of this church and to be faithful in the privileges and responsibilities of church membership? I do, with God's bliss. See that? Photo opportunity? See that at the back? So in welcoming Hatton as a member of this church, do you promise her the fellowship of the Lord? And will you give her your support in prayer and service so that she may continue to grow in the knowledge and the love of God and the witness of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord? With God's help. Yeah, amen. Let's pray. God of grace, you call us to be your servant people and gather us into the body of Christ. We thank you for sending Hatton to be with us. Confirm us all in the power of your covenant to live in your spirit, to love each other, and to share the mind of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Right, no chance. Two things need to be said. Well, you'll be expressing your thanks and welcome later with a hearty round of applause. That's number one. The other things to say is, there's a number of you who are not members of this church yet. I'd be grateful, could we have a conversation? It's not to say that Kingston United Reformed Church is heaven. You're never going to be a part of heaven until you're dead. For now, we're a group of God's people trying to do our best. And if you would journey with us, we would be grateful that you journey with us. That's it. And Kathy is going to shake you by the hand. Representing the church meeting. And I will, God bless you. And all these people would like to shake you by the hand. But you know what? They also want to get home for the lunch. Ted's got service 11:30. So we're going to express our thanks back. So let us pray. Lord, who created order from chaos, bring light to the darkness. We pray for places of war and conflict. We pray for the starving people in North Korea. We pray for peace, unity, reconciliation in the Korean Peninsula. Lord, who created order from the chaos, bring light to darkness. We pray for Bristol Korean Church and for Redland Park United Reformed Church, Bristol. We pray for all of us as we struggle to be one in Christ. In our differences, Lord, who created order from chaos, bring light to the darkness. In those who are ill, those who are isolated, because they don't have a home, because they feel that they are friendless. And bring light to those who are grieving. Lord, who created order from the chaos, bring light into darkness. And we pray for the life of our church, that you would build us up as a community and as individuals, and that this year would be a year when we allow your Spirit to change the people that we are. May we be brave and bold for you, loving and kind and generous. And may we be loving and bold and generous and kind with ourselves too. For we are people for whom Jesus lived and died and was raised to life. Thanks be to you, our God. For now, forever. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. Eternal God, we come with these gifts to offer the praise of our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It's an interesting phenomenon from the worldwide church that people sing hymns in the worldwide church that the British church don't sing anymore. It's an interesting phenomenon. We don't sing "It Is Well With My Soul" anymore. But here we go. Look at this youth who has chosen this for one of her hymns. It is well with my soul. Maybe, hey, if you really like it, you can badger me and we'll pick it. Okay, we join to sing. So we gather at this table. We remember Jesus, who was born of Mary, who lived our common life on the earth, who suffered and died for us. On the third day, God raised him from the dead. And he is always present with us through the Holy Spirit. And in the company of all the people of God, past, present, and to come, we celebrate this supper of the Lord. Jesus says, "Listen, I am standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come to you and eat with you, and you with me." And here again, the narrative of the institution of this feast recorded by the Apostle Paul. "For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" So we take bread, we take wine, and we know ourselves to be part of the communion of the saints. And in that company, we pray. "We give thanks to you, O God, that from the earth you caused the grain to come for the making of bread. And we praise you for Jesus, the bread of life. We give thanks to you, O God, that from the earth you cause the grain to come and the vine to yield fruit. And we praise you for Jesus, the bread of life and the true vine. And we give thanks to you, O God, that you cause us to be born. And we thank you for those that we love who now rest with you. And we thank you for the saints that we have loved and travelled with as part of this community. So on this day, we give you thanks for the life of Helen Johnson, Alan Johnson, Bill McMahon, Margaret Fiskin, Pat Brooks, Colin Veal, Phyllis Wiltshire, and Keith Fisher. And we thank you also for those who nobody knows about, who matter to us. We thank you for our faith that transforms the people that we are, that keeps us loving, and holds us in relationship with one another. And we thank you for these saints who have shaped us, been generous with themselves. Thank you. So pour out your Holy Spirit, Lord our God, on this bread, this wine, that as we eat and drink, may we know that we are united with that community, united with this community, and also united with our brothers and sisters in Christ all around the world. Thank you. Let this bread be for us as the body of Christ, this wine as the blood of Christ, and open our eyes to recognize you in these gifts. Lord, we pray. Amen. We would welcome everybody to eat and drink with us. Everybody is welcome here. When the elders bring to you the bread, you will notice that there is provision for those of us who have issues with wheat and gluten. There is provision in there. And for those of us who have issues with alcohol, the good news is there is no alcohol in this wine that we will serve. When the elders bring the bread, after you've had a moment, eat it. And when you get the wine, hold it so that we may all drink together. He took bread, blessed it, broke it, and said, "This is my body, it is broken for you." He took the cup, wine poured out, and said, "This is my blood. It is shed for you." While the distribution is happening, there is a hymn, a traditional Korean hymn that's going to be played, and the words you had inserted into your order of service as you came in. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Just to listen. The body of Christ. Thank you. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, O God, that we would recognize you in the everyday. Bread, wine, money, even ourselves. Recognize you in unlikely people. For you are God who has been born among us, who has taken flesh and knows what it's like. Thanks be to you, our God. Amen. Our final hymn is Great is Thy Faithfulness. up you get. What, come on, up you get, come on. If you're going to get up. Don't half get up. Dahi, come here, man. Come on. Esther, that's it. Beautiful, beautiful. Right. That's it. Let's do it. Tis.
Yeah. Magic touch. Guess what we made after the story?
Yes, indeedy.
We made stars, and not only that, we had a non-biblical story, or a different version of the Bible story, which pointed out that possibly love is even more valuable and greater than gold.
Mm. I thought you were going to say God then. That was a bit of a shock. That would be a bit of a revelation. Gold, yes. Gold we can go with. So now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God, for now, forever. Amen.